让姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天因为就像国华弟兄祷告的时候讲到，就冯道弟兄同爱姐妹，因为一个姐妹瑞雪姐妹一个人在这里要进行手术，所以呢，冯道弟兄同爱姐妹极大的爱心去服侍他们，所以今天我们就暂停一下我们约翰福音的系列信息，然后
Just as Brother Guohua prayed, Brother Barnabas and Sister Lydia will have to take care of Sister Rishi, who just went up for operation. So they could not come here on this Sunday morning. So we'll just stop the series of study of the Gospel of John.
我们今天来看一段的经文，然后我们来有一些分享。
So today we'll just look at a part of a scripture and we'll have a sharing on the scriptures.
我想我们弟兄姐妹一起起立，我们来读今天的经文。
Please,
希伯来书第十章第十九节到第二十三节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 10:19-23.
我们一起来读，预备起。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他的血开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并且我们心中天子的亏负已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的心来到神的面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你的恩典，带领我们来到你的面前。
Dear Lord,We thank you for your grace to lead us before you.
我们感谢你，在十字架上为我们牺牲自己，做成了我们的救赎，为我们在神面前开了一条又新又活的路。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for you died on the cross and made redemption for us and opened a new and living way for us.
主啊，就求你今天你的圣灵带领我们。让我们坦然无惧地来到你的面前，我要得怜悯蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
May the Holy Spirit lead us to come with confidence before in your presence, to find mercy and grace.
主啊，求
our ever present help.
主啊，求你自己祝福你的话语，让我们讲的听的都同蒙祝福。
May you bless your own word so that whoever speak the word or listens to the word may be blessed by you.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
希伯来书是一卷所谓圣灵向众圣徒讲的劝勉的话。
And the book of Hebrews is a book of counseling to the saints from the Holy Spirit.
那其中今天我们读到的这一段的经文，就是希伯来书第十章十九节到二十三节，就是其中一段的劝勉的话。
So the verses we just read from the Hebrews chapter 10:19-23 is part of it.
那这段劝勉的话呢，是在前面讲到的，就是说在旧约当中的一些的事物。律法也好，祭司也好，祭物也好，会幕也好，都是在新约当中的耶稣基督。耶稣基督是这些旧约当中这些事物的本体的真相。
And the verses before it just talk about that all those things in the Old Testament, including the tabernacles, the laws, the priests, and all the things of the laws are all representations of Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ are the realities of all those things.
换句话说，是主耶稣基督已经成就了旧约所要表明的，就是人来到神的面前要必须有遮盖，人来到神的面前必须 有一个中介，那主耶稣基督呢都已经成就了。
That is to say that the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished what the Old Testament things has represent, that men come before God, they must through a mediator, that is Jesus Christ himself.
那既然主耶稣基督成就了，圣灵就呼召神的儿女，是说我们要怎么样呢？在圣经上讲到，就我们就要来到神的面前，以诚心和充足的信心来到神的面前。
Since the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished all those things, and the Bible said the Holy Spirit just called the children of God to come in the presence of God, come to God with a true heart and a full assurance of faith.
那我就在想，这个当我们弟兄姐妹，我们神的儿女，我们来到神面前的时候，其中最重要的一个方面，很重要的一个方面，就是我们以祷告来到神面前。我们有一首诗歌就是说，我以祷告来到神面前。
So we talk about coming to the, in the presence of God, and the, I think that one of the most important aspects of coming to the Lord is through our prayer. And one of our hymn says that,Lord, I come to you through prayer.
我就在想这个我们教会接下去我们或许会、我们会全面的恢复实体聚会，很多的实体聚会，教会各样的事工的展开，我们需要很多的祷告。那我们看到世界上发生这么多的事情，灾难，我们弟兄姐妹当中身体软弱的，我们也迫切的需要祷告。
And as we open and resume the on-site gatherings, and I do think that we need prayers for all the ministries and all our services in the church and all the disasters happening in this world and our weakness of our brothers and sisters, all those things we have to、come to God through prayer.
我们弟兄姐妹灵命的长进，我们教会的复兴，也基于我们在神面前的祷告。
And the revival of our church and the spiritual growth of our brothers and sisters are all、dependent upon our prayers to God.
所以我在准备今天信息的时候，我在想，我们以诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，我们就定睛仰望耶稣基督，来思想什么叫我们以诚心和充足的信心借着祷告来到神面前。我们在祷告当中怎么样以诚心和充足的信心来祷告。
So as I prepare today's message, I'm thinking of that our brothers and sisters will come to God with a true heart and full assurance of faith. And today, let's just talk about how can we、come to the God with a true heart and true faith、through prayer. And let's fix our eyes. How can we fix our eyes on Lord Jesus Christ?
所以我特别想到的一点，就是在这里我们看到诚心和充足的信心，在这里这个诚心，我们可以看到在这里这个诚心实际上就跟耶稣基督跟撒玛利亚人讲的，就是说敬拜神要以心灵和诚实来敬拜，这个诚实诚心在这里是同一个词，就是以真理真实来祷告，以真实以真理来敬拜神。
So here talks about comes to Godwith a true heart in full assurance of faith. Here the true heart,the word is same as what Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman. You should worship God in truth and in spirit. And that is,the truth is the same word, that we should come to God with a true heart, with truth.
所以我们今天来思想，我们定睛耶稣基督，来思想我们祷告当中的一些真理，关于我们祷告的一些真理。
So today, let's fix our eyes on Jesus and think about some of the truth about prayers.
我们看第一个，我想跟大家分享的就是说，我们祷告当中的一个真理或者真实的东西，就是主耶稣基督付了代价，为我们开了祷告的门。
One of the truths about the prayer is that the Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price and to open the door for us to pray.
很多时候我们华人可能没有这样的经历，就是说，没有那个没有这个，以色列人那种经历，就是说，很麻烦的这个向神祈求要杀羊宰猪，然后又要通过祭司等等。我们觉得好像祷告，我们信神来到教会祷告，天天看见祷告就好像是一个，英语怎么说就 for granted， 就是与生俱来的一样东西，没有任何好像特别的地方。
And we Chinese do not have the experience of the Israelites and in the Old Testament days through making the sacrifices and have to come to God through the priests. We do not have those experiences. So a lot of times we took the prayers for granted. We think that it's just something that we can do with our own will.
但事实上是什么呢？事实上是，实际上以色列人是很清楚，就是说他们是不能够来到神的面前的。大祭司就是至圣所，大祭司也只有一年能够进一次。
And the Israelites clearly knew that they could not come to God by themselves, and only the high priest can enter into the most holy place once a year.
外邦的文化当中，那些圣人圣贤也是苦苦的寻求要认识神的路，但是很多他们的寻求他们并不知道。孔子就说，朝闻道，夕死又可。
And those people of those Gentile cultures and those saints has been seeking and the way to God to know the Holy One, butthey probably do not know what they were seeking. Just like the Chinese Confucius said that if I have known the word in the morning, I can die in the evening.
这些圣人圣贤在寻求的时候，他不知道他的祷告能，他的祈求能不能他达到他所祈求的神面前。
When the saints, of the Gentiles were seeking the God and making those requests and prayers, they did not know that whether their prayers can reach the true God.
但是圣经当中，刚才读的经文当中，很清楚地告诉我们一点，就是说主耶稣基督他自己为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
But the scriptures, the Bible verses we just read told us that the Lord Jesus himself has opened a new and a living way for us.
换句话说，今天我们有这样祷告的权柄，我们有这样的权利来到神的面前祷告，我们也知道我们的祷告可以达到神面前，是主耶稣基督他付上了代价，他付了他的代价。
In another word, that today we can comethrough this new and living way to God, and we know that our prayers can reach God because Jesus Christ has opened this new and living way for us, has paid the price for us.
这件事情呢，神用一个很形象化的事情记载在圣经当中。
And these things, God has used a vivid image to record it in the Bible.
在圣经当中，耶稣曾经讲过一件事情，说是你们要看神迹，但是今天这个时代除了挪亚、约拿的神迹或者挪亚的神迹，没有其他神迹可以给你们看。
And Jesus has ever said, today you want to see miracles, but in this generation, except the miracles of Jonah, there is no other miracles shown to you.
换句话说，除了救恩这个神迹，其他神迹都不是重要的事情。
In another word, there is no greater miracles other than the miracles of the salvation.
但是在神主耶稣基督为我们开了一条又新又活，开了这条路到神面前这件事情上，神让当时的人也记载下来，让后面的人清清楚楚的眼睛看到这件事情。就是我们看到刚才我们现在看到在荧幕上的这个经文，在路加福音第二，在其他福音当中也有记载，43章44节，就是说他说什么呢，就是说在这个时候讲到耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，那时有正午，遍地都黑暗了，直到深处日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。换句话说，进至圣所的路，神让人有眼睛，真的让你眼睛可以看见，让以色列人看见这件事情，在圣殿上他的幔子就裂为两半，就是表明一个事实，以前至圣所人是不能进去的，有幔子挡着的，但是呢这条幔子现在打开了，就表明让人能够眼看见的一个事实，来表明这一件事情，主耶稣基督开了那条人来到神面前的路。
And the Lord Jesus has opened this new and the living way, and the Bible has recorded this incident clearly so that the people that come can see what the Lord has accomplished. Here it's recorded in Luke chapter 23, verse 44, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist. And before that, there was a veil in the temple that is to prevent people from coming to the holiest. But now the veil of the temple was torn, and that was seen by people and known to the people that is to come.
So we can see here.记载的就是说耶稣基督被钉十字架上，他的身体为我们掰开的时候，同时也开了人们来到神面前，通往神面前的条路。
So he records that when Jesus was crucified on the cross, and when his body was torn open for us, and he opened the new and the living way for us.
所以今天神的儿女来到神面前祷告的时候，是盼望圣灵能够提醒我们，常常提醒我们这件事情，就是我们祷告的权柄，我们也知道我们祷告可以达到神面前，这件事情并不是凭空而来的，主耶稣基督付上了他的代价。
So when the children of God come to God to pray, we should know that the authority and that, of our prayer and that our prayers can reach God, this thing is not come empty. It's by the price that the Lord Jesus has paid.
所以我们实在是要宝贵这样的权柄，宝贵神，我们神所给神的儿女这样的一个特权。
So we should really treasure this authority, the power that God gave his, the children of God to pray.
另外一点，当我们思想到是主耶稣基督为我们来到神面前做这样的祷告的时候，付了这样的代价，也让我们思想到我们是如何的不配。所以我们来到神面前祷告的时候，这是能够以神为中心的一个祷告，将荣耀归给神。
So when we come to God to pray, and we know that Jesus has paid the great price, and we also should realize that we are unworthy of the privilege that God has given us, and we should make a prayer that is God-centered and bring glory to God.
我们来到神的面前的祷告，就是说我们站在一个蒙恩，罪人蒙恩的地位，来把我们的感谢献给神，而不是说我们向神求一些什么东西，或者有的时候我们祷告跟向神说一些东西，好像神不知道一样。哎，大家有没有
？So when we come to God to pray, we should present us like a sinner that received grace from God, and we should give thanks to God, not just like bring all our requests to God as if that God doesn't know those requests. Do you have that kind of experience?
我们有没有记得耶稣讲过的两个人在圣殿祷告的例子？
Do you still remember that Jesus talked about the example of the prayers of two persons?
一个是法利赛人的祷告。
One is the prayer of the Pharisees.
法利赛人祷告的时候，神啊，我不像这个税吏。
The Pharisees pray that I'm not like that tax collector.
法利赛人说我做什么事情？我做这些事情，我做这些事情。
The Pharisees said that I have done those things, I've done this and I've done that.
好像神不知道他做的事情，好像神不知道这个人是税吏。
As if that God doesn't know that he has done those things, as if that God doesn't know that the other person is a tax collector.
但是，税吏的祷告，税吏的祷告是说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
But the tax collector prayed that, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
所以我们看这两个人祷告的时候，我们就可以知道，税吏是那一位知道耶稣基督将是那一位为他开又新又活到神面前来的路的那个，他可以借着这个来到神的面前。
So through the prayers of these two persons, we can tell that the prayers of the tax collector know that Jesus is the one who has opened a new and a living way for him, and through that way he can come to God.
所以我们今天我们第一个我们祷告的时候，我们想到主耶稣基督为我们付了极重的代价，这个不是白白来的，所以我们抓紧这个机会，把握这样的权柄，我们来向神祷告，为我们自己，为着教会，为着在难处当中的人们，我们来向神祷告。
So today when we come to God to pray, and we should know that the Lord Jesus has paid this great price for us to pray to God and open this new and living way for us. And so we should pray.To God, for our churches, for our brothers and sisters.
第二个我们来思想一点，就是在这个祷告当中，主耶稣教导我们祷告。
And the second thing we'll talk about is the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray.
主耶稣教导我们祷告。我们可以在荧幕上的这个经文我们大家都很熟悉，就是在记载在马太福音耶稣教导门徒的祷告。
We're all familiar with the verses recorded in the book of Matthew is the Lord Jesus teaches his disciples to pray.
我们可以一起来读一下这个，我们大家都很熟悉，但是我们再一起来读一下这一段的经文，马太福音第六章第九节到第十二节。
We are familiar with these verses. Let's read it together one more time.
预备起，所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们的饮食今日赐给我，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你，直到永远。阿门。我们都很熟悉耶稣基督的这一段的主导文，但实际上，你仔细看约翰福音的话，约翰福音第六章，这里是耶稣主要讲的是祷告的内容，然后祷告的主要的一些内容。但实际上你看约翰福音，马太福音第六章的话，你可以看到什么呢？ 你可以看到耶稣实际上除了这个以外还有很多地方都讲到祷告的事情。
And we are all familiar with the Lord's Prayer. Here in Matthew chapter 6, it mainly talks about the contents of our prayer. And we know that Jesus also mentioned many times about prayer in other places.
在第六章当中，除了这个主导文讲的这些讲到的祷告以外，前面主耶稣基督有讲到祷告的地点，有讲到祷告的讲话不要用太多重复的话，然后在后面主耶稣基督又讲到我们祷告的时候我们对自己要有一个看见，就是说我们不能靠自己让自己的头发一根变白或者变黑。
So before this verses, the Lord's Prayer, the Lord actually talk about the location, the place where you can pray, and also Lord also remind us that we should have a clear view about this, and we cannot turn our hair white to black by our own prayers.
换句话说，主耶稣不光教导他的门徒为祷告的内容。
In other words, the Lord Jesus not only teaches his disciples the contents of prayer.
他也教导门徒一些祷告的方式。
He also teaches disciples how to pray.
包括我们以怎么样的心态、怎么样的思想状态来进入祷告。
And how we can come into prayer in what kind of mind and heart.
有一句话人们说是主耶稣实际上没有教门徒怎么传道。
There was a saying that the Lord Jesus didn't teach his disciples how to preach the gospel.
但是主耶稣教导门徒如何祷告。
But the Lord Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
当然门徒需要胆量，需要能力，需要智慧来做主耶稣基督要他们做的事情。
Of course, the disciples need the boldness, need the courage, need the wisdom and the power to do what the Lord Jesus asked them to do.
但是门徒更重要要知道怎么样祷告。
But the most important thing is that the disciples should know how to pray.
事实上我们也看到在使徒行传里我们也看到圣灵耶稣升天圣灵降下以后
And in the book of Acts, we know that when Jesus was ascended to heaven and when Holy Spirit came down,
门徒是如何的借着祷告得着能力、胆量来将福音传开的。
And we can see that how the disciples get the boldness and courage and the power through the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel.
所以耶稣基督教门徒如何祷告，也教我们今天知道怎么样祷告。
So the Lord Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray, and also teaches us to pray.
我们可以看到，关于这个主导文的信息，我们可以看到我们大概听过很多。
We probably have heard many messages about the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们可以看到。我们就简单的讲一下，你看到在这里祷告的内容是第一个什么？是整个祷告的这个内容都是以神为中心的。
So we can see the contents of the prayers here in the Lord's Prayer are all God-centered.
从开始的时候，愿天父的名，尊天父的名为圣。到最后的时候，愿他权柄荣耀得着称赞，都是归于父神。
And from the beginning, that the hallowed by your name, and to the end, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory and all the glory to Father to heaven.
那你会想哦，那当中的那些我们的日夜饮食，今日赐给我们免我们的债，如同我们免了的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，这些好像是关于我们的。
And you probably will think that in the middle, they give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debt and forgive our debtors and lead us not into temptation. Those things probably are about us.
但是这个祷告的实，在这确实神要我们来为这些事情祷告，但是在这里，这个我们做这样祷告的时候，我们的向神的呼求实际上是什么呢？是求神做我们的供应，求神做我的拯救，求神做我的保障，还是以身为中心？
And actually, God asks us to make such prayers about those things. And when we present those prayers to God, actually, we are asking God to be our provision, to be our salvation, and to save us, to be our protector. And it's still to God and through God.
所以这个我们可以看到在这里，无论是神的荣耀，无论是 神的名得着称赞，还是我们得着供应，我们得着拯救，我们得着保障，所有一切都基于神，都重点在于神。So
here we can say that whether the name of the Lord, the glory of God, whether He being our provision and our salvation, our protector, all those are from God and based on God.
今天早上组织学的时候，我们用诗篇第五篇，我们讲到祷告是以神为中心的敬拜。This
morning in a Sunday school, we used Psalm 5 to talk about that our prayer should be a God-centered worship.
主耶稣基督的主祷文让这个更加清楚，整个从开始，愿人都尊你的名为圣，到最后，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你。
And the Lord's Prayer has made that point even clearer from the beginning and to the end, from the hallowed be thy name and the kingdom, the power and the glory to God. All those is about God.
所以我们感谢主耶稣基督，不光是为我们开了门，也让我们怎么呢？也让我们知道怎么样来祷告，如何祷告。
So the Lord Jesus not only opened the door for us to pray, and He also teaches us how to pray.
第三个，我们来思想一点，就是主耶稣基督对我们祷告祈求的应许。And
thirdly, let's talk about the promises of Lord Jesus to our prayers.
主耶稣基督在 约翰福音第14章到16章的时候，讲到耶稣基督在最后的这一段时间与门徒在一起的时间。And
John chapter 14 to 16 talk about Jesus' last time on the earth with his disciples.
在这14章到16章，耶稣基督跟门徒有很多的教导讲论。
During those three chapters, and the Lord, there were many talkings and teachings of the Lord Jesus to his disciples.
在这很多的教导和讲论当中，有相当一部分耶稣都提到他对门徒祈求祷告的应许。And
during those among those teachings, many times Jesus has talked about the promises. He had made to the prayers of the disciples.
我们来看这样的一些主耶稣基督对门徒的祷告祈求的应许，在记载在约翰福音第14章到16章。Let's
look at some of the promises that Jesus gave to his disciples, recorded in the book of John, chapter 14 to 16.
对不起，这个我实在是没有经验，所以这个字实在太小了。那我们来看，我们一起来读一下这几节的经文。第一个是约翰福音第14章12节到13节，14章的12节到13节。John
14:12-13.
我们一起来读一下。我实实在在告诉你，我所做的事， 信我的人也要做，并且要做更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。约翰福音第十五章第七节。
John 15:7。
你们我藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的、祈求的，就给你们成就。约翰福音第十五章十六节。
John 15:16。
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长成，使你们奉我的名，无论向神、向父求什么，他就赐给你们。然后约翰福音第十六章的第二十三节、二十二节到二十三节。
John 16:22-23。
你们现在也是忧愁，但是我要再见你们，你们的心里就喜乐，这喜乐也没有人能够夺去。到那日，你们什么也不问我了。我实实在在告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。我们看这些经文的时候，主耶稣基督都应许什么呢？无论求什么必赐给你，看上去好像差不多。
When we look at those scriptures, it seems that we can get the message that Jesus said that whatever you ask and it will be given to you. It seemed it's kind of a similar promises.
但是如果我们看前后的经文的时候，你看耶稣在讲的求什么的时候，他必赐给我们是有所侧重的。
But from the context, we'll be able to see that whatJesus talk about the asking is, has some emphasis on each verses.
这里也让我们知道，就是说，耶稣要我们求什么。
And we should be able to know that what Jesus asks us to pray.
我看第一处的经文讲到什么呢？讲到是说，门徒们将来我们会觉得会很奇怪，门徒怎么会做比耶稣更大的事情呢？
The first scriptures talk about the disciples will do greater things. It sounds strange, right?
在这里讲到是说，门徒所要耶稣基督复活升天以后，门徒要把耶稣基督的福音传开，要让那些眼睛没有看见的人也能够接受福音，建立神的教会。这是耶稣只讲的这个更大的事情。
And what Jesus was talking about is that when he was resurrected and was ascended to heaven, and the disciples will do greater things. Those things are to preach the gospel and to let those blind people see and to build up the churches.
所以换句话说，当耶稣基督在最后给门徒大使命的时候，到直到地极来受领人归主，这个大使命，门徒行这个大使命的时候。为这个大使命求的时候，我们为这个大使命求的时候，耶稣应许他必成就。
That is to say that when Lord Jesus was given the Great Commission to his disciples, and he was praying for this Great Commission, that the things that he promised will be accomplished.
但是第十五章的第七节讲到的“我必成就”，前面的话。更注重在于说我们个人跟耶稣之间的关系。
But John 15:7, where here it says it shall be done to you, and from the context we know that it more has more emphasis on our personal relationship with Lord Jesus.
在十六章，在约翰福音十四章到十六章中，耶稣不断的讲到一点，就是说门徒与他的连接，就像枝子跟葡萄树的连接。
And John chapter 15 has been emphasizing on the relationship between the disciples and the Lord Jesus Christ, just like the branches and the vine.
是的，门徒是要去行这个大使命。
Yes, the disciples will go to accomplish this great commission.
但是门徒去行这个大使命是要源于门徒自己与主耶稣基督连接在一起。
But they're doing the Great Commission is based on their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣基督讲离了我你们什么也不能做。
Because the Lord Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以我们可以看到第十五章第七节讲到的这个应许是着重在我们向神求什么呢？在我们在向神求我们自己跟神有一个更紧密的关系上。
So John 15:7 is focused on the prayers we should make to our Lord is how, that we should have a close relationship with the Lord.
所以 也提醒我们，我们向神求的时候，我们祷告的时候，向神求的一件事情是什么呢？神啊，求你让我能够像枝子连在葡萄树一样，能够连在你里面。我们祷告不是说偶尔来到神面前一次，而是一个委身对神的，在神面前与神有好啊更亲密的关系的一个委身。
So you remind me, reminds us that when we come to God to pray, that we should ask God that we should like be like branches connected to the vine, that we should have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, and we should have this commitment to our Lord Jesus.
那我们再看第十五章的第十六节讲到的，必为你们成就。
And John 15:16 talk about that it will be given to you.
主耶稣这个应许前面讲了什么呢？是不是我拣选你，而是什么？不是你们拣选我，而是我拣选你们，并且分派你们去结果子。
And before this promise, it talk about it's not you have chosen me, but I have chosen you, butordained you to go and bear fruit.
那换句话说，在这里神救了我们，神在万民当中拣选了我们，是给我们生命当中要有一些事情的。这个事情就是结果子。所以，如果刚才讲的内里的与主的联系，在主里面，这里讲的就是一个在外面的一个活出这样一个结果子的生命。
That is to say that God has saved us and has chosen us and he has given us the task that is to go bear fruit. In other words, that just John chapter 15 talk about our the relationship with the Lord Jesus. Here talk about our outside appearance, the outside fruits that we should bear for the Lord.
所以在这里无论是我们传福音结果子也好还是我们生命当中结出说圣灵的果子也好。
So whether here it means that we preach the gospel so that we can bear the fruit of the gospels or we bear the spiritual fruits, the fruits.
在我们生命当中那些圣灵所讲的七种这种圣灵所结的果子。
And the nine spiritual fruits in our life.
在这里耶稣讲的是说我们在要结这些果子的时候我们要怎么样呢是要靠着主耶稣要向耶稣基督来祈求给我们这样的能力给我们这样的生命让我们可以结出这些果子。
So in order to bear such fruit, we should make such prayers to God, that God will give us such power and to bear such fruit.
所以我们 也可以看到一点就是说主耶稣说当我们为着这些来向耶稣基督祈求向神祈求的时候就是求神帮我们在生命当初结出主耶稣基督要我们结的果子当我们就这些向神求的时候他要成就
That is when we make such a prayer that we ask God to help us to bear such fruits in our life that God's promise is that it will become accomplished it will be given to us
让我们来看这个第十六章二十二节二十三节讲到的必为你们成就 在这个前面有一个什么呢？前面有一个就是前面的内容，就是耶稣基督的门徒是非常的忧愁，因为耶稣跟他们说他要离开他们。
And in the scriptures, John 16:22-23, before this promises, and there is a condition that the disciples were in great sorrow because the Lord Jesus will leave them.
因为这很自然，在那个时候，他们的先生已经讲了。他要被人出卖，并且要被钉十字架。换句话说，从世人看来，他们整个运动的话就归于无有了。
Because their master has told them that he is going to be betrayed and he is going to be killed, and from their point of view, that they think that all they were going to do will be failed.
但是在这主耶稣这个时候就说呢，就说。才有这段经文，他说你们现在是忧愁，但是怎么样，你们以后我要什么呀，但是我要再见你，指的是什么呢？指的是主耶稣基督被钉十字架，从死里复活，主耶稣就要再见。他说那个时候你们的心就喜乐了。那个时候主耶稣基督当然是 指向一个事实，就是当他胜过死亡，把复活的生命能够显明在这些门徒心里，他们的心就喜乐。
And here's that you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. He was referring to his resurrection. And he said, at that time, your heart shall rejoice because he has bring the hope and the joy of the resurrection, that kind of life of resurrection to the disciples.
所以换句话说，在这里，主耶稣基督应许你奉我的名求，我必赐给你们。这里的重点好是在是说。因着主耶稣基督复活的生命，门徒向神求在神里面的喜乐，这个喜乐是世界不能夺取的。
That is to say, the promise is here that you should ask the Father in my name, and it will be given to you. That when the Lord Jesus has been resurrected from death, he has this life of resurrection, and the disciples ask for this kind of joy in him, and this kind of joy no one can take away.
当我们向神求这样的在神面前的喜乐，这个世界所不能夺取的喜乐的时候，主耶稣基督应许我们，我们求神必定赐给我
们。So we ask for this kind of joy that the world cannot take away, and the Lord Jesus promised to us that if we ask in his name, it will be given to us.
所以我们再回过来看一下，我们可以看到主耶稣基督在离世前跟门徒在这些谈话当中，对他们的祈求有很多的地方讲到应许，这应许就必给他们成就。但是在必给他们成就的时候，前面的一些内容也告诉我们，门徒当求什么？我门徒求这些的时候，神必给我们成就。第一个，门徒求在做大使命的事情上的时候，在行出大使命的时候，神必成就。
So from the teachings of the Lord Jesus, to his disciples in his last days, all those promises that the Lord Jesus has promised to his disciples when they pray, they has different emphases and tell them what kind of things they should pray to God. And first of all, they should pray for their accomplishment of the Great Commission, they can do greater things.
第二个，当门徒在自己跟耶稣基督连在一起的这个关系上求的时候，要求神跟耶稣基督更紧密的联系的时候，神必成就。
And the second is when the disciples pray and ask God to have a better relationship, a closer relationship with God, and when they ask in this respect, the Lord will give them.
第三个，神当门徒来向主耶稣基督向神求主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面能够活出一个结果子的生命的时候，神必成就。
And thirdly, that when the disciples pray that they ask God so that they can live a life that bearing fruit, and when they ask in this respect, and it will be given to them.
第四个，因着主耶稣基督复活得胜的生命，门徒来到神的面前，求在神里面的喜乐，这个世界所不能得去的，神必成就。
And fourthly, that when the disciples ask God to give them this kind of joy, when the Lord in this life of resurrection, and this joy is cannot be taken away by the world, when they ask in this respect, and it will be given to them.
所以我感谢神，神不光是主耶稣基督为我们开祷告的门，主耶稣基督不光教导我们祷告，神主耶稣基督也对我们的祷告祈求有他宝贵的应许。
To really give thanks to our Lord that He not only opened this new and living door for us to pray, and He also teaches us how to pray, and also gives us precious promises for us to pray, for our prayers.
最后我们一起来，我们来读哥林多后书一章二十节。
And let's read second, Corinthians 1:20.
神的应许，不论有多少，在基督里都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。感谢神，主耶稣基督所做的应许不管有多少，神的应许不管有多少，他说在基督里都是是的，所有一切都在基督里得以成就。
Thank the Lord that all the promises of God, no matter how many of them areYes, in Christ Jesus, are accomplished in Christ Jesus.
所以，其中的一个真相是什么呢？祷告的一个真相是，真理是，不是我们的祷告有能力，而是因为应许我们的那位神有能力。
So one of the truths about the prayers is that not all prayers are powerful, but the one who promised is faithful, is powerful.
所以我们祷告的时候，常常愿圣灵常常提醒我们，神在祷告上对我们的应许。
The Holy Spirit always reminds us those promises His Lord has given us through our prayers.
以至于我们不至于祷告祷告了，但是心里还是 不平安。
So that we will not remain unpeaceful when we pray.
愿神的这些应许在我们的心里做一个确据。
May those promises of God be an assurance in our heart.
因为我们要感谢神，因为神做了这样很，我想不出可以有比哥林多后书一章二十节更确定的话。
We thank God that God has made such a great promises, and I cannot think of better words than the words in 2 Corinthians 1:20.
然后，所以这一切很清楚的指向一点是什么呢？叫神因我们得荣耀。
So it points to that the glory of God may be exemplified by us.
最后一个，我们看祷告的真理就是。主耶稣基督祷告的榜样和主耶稣基督为我们的祷告。
The last truth about the prayers we'll talk about today is the Lord's example of prayer, and He prayed for us.
主耶稣基督祷告的榜样有很多，我这里就列了两处。
There are many examples that Jesus prayed for us, and I will just list two of them.
一处是他关于他的事工上。
One is about his ministry.
一处是在他人生，在他作为人在这地上最艰难的时刻。
One is about the most difficult time as a human being on the earth.
福音书记载了很多耶稣祷告的地方，所以我这里只选两个。算是比较有代表性。
The gospel has recorded many times that Jesus prayed, and I've just listed this, two typical times and he prayed.
路加福音第六章第十二节到十三节，说是耶稣出去到了山上祷告，整夜祷告，然后十三节讲到第二天他选了十二个门徒。
And Luke chapter 6, 12 to 13 said, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray the whole night, and the second day he chose 12 disciples.
在这个前面实际上还有一节经文，这节经文是说犹太人商议着要害他。
And before this verses, there was another verse said that the Jews was talking about to persecute him.
所以在这个事情我们可以看到，前面犹太人他知道犹太人商议要害他，后面明天我要选这个十二个门徒。
So Jesus knew that the Jews were trying to kill him or persecute him, and he also knew that the next day he was going to choose 12 disciples.
所以看到前面有外面的外部的力量在找他麻烦，内部的事工又急切等待着他做。
So he knew that there was outside trouble, and also there's an urgent of need in his ministry.
但是在这中间。 我们看到第十二节的经文，耶稣整夜祷告。
So in the middle, we can see that the verse in verse 12 that Jesus prayed all night.
所以耶稣基督在地上的时候，他做成为人的样式，给所有神的儿女做了一个榜样。
So Jesus came to the world as a human being, and he has set a great example for his children.
在外面的难处，在我们要做的事情当中。 始终是到神那里来支取我们对付环境要做的事情所需要的力量、智慧。
And when we have these outside difficulties and circumstances, we should always come to God to gain strength and wisdom to deal with those things.
然后第二个是我们看到约翰福音，这个祷告大家都熟悉，耶稣在克西马尼园的祷告。
And the second is in the book of Luke and records the Jesus prayers in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当然，我们不能完全拷贝这个祷告。
But of course, we cannot just copy this prayer.
因为神的儿子这个时候所经历的，不是我们能够完全知道的。
Because what the Son of God has experienced at that time, we cannot know.
但是我们 可以看到，主耶稣基督不要照我的意思，乃要照，不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思，却给神的儿女，历世历代神的儿女祷告，带出一个榜样。But
the Lord Jesus said, "Not my will, but your will be done," has given the generations of children of God a very good example to pray.
祷告是要神的旨意成就。
Praying is that the God's will be done.
不是我要成就什么事情。
Not that I will accomplish something.
所以我们看到主耶稣基督在地上的时候，为我们做了祷告的榜样。无论是在他要做的事情当中，还是在他生命当中最艰难的时候，他是来到神的面前，信靠神，然后愿神的旨意成就。
So when Lord Jesus was on the earth, he has set a great example for us how to pray, and whether in his ministry or in his most difficult times, he has set us the example to come before God, to trust God, and that the God will be done.
另外一个，我们来看耶稣为我们的祷告。
And next, let's look at Jesus' prayers for us.
所以我们知道祷告的真理当中有定睛主耶稣基督的时候，我们要知道主耶稣基督为我们祷告。But
one of the truths about the prayers is that when we fix our eyes on Lord Jesus, we should know that the Lord Jesus prays for us.
约翰福音第十七章整个一章是耶稣基督的祷告，同时也通常被称为大祭司的祷告。
John chapter 17 is a prayer of, the whole chapter is a prayer of Jesus. It's often called a prayer of a high priest.
那我这里没有办法把实际上全部记载那里，所以我只记了什么？第一节。
I did not list the whole chapter here. I only listed the chapter, verse 1 here.
我盼望弟兄姐妹有时间的话，不是有时间，我盼望弟兄姐妹 去看一下第十七章，约翰福音第十七章。
I urge all brothers, sisters to spare some time to read that chapter.
很多时候我们有的时候我们读的时候，我们如果不仔细的读的实际上读过就读过了。你如果从祷告的角度来读这十七章，你会有一些不一样的感受，不一样的领会。
Sometimes we just read through, and if you read that chapter with in the point of prayers, then you probably have different gainings.
在整个这一章当中，你看到耶稣基督为门徒祷告的内容。
And the whole chapter, you can see the Jesus prayers, the contents of his prayers to his disciples.
祷告门徒彼此相爱。
He prayed that his disciples will love each other.
祷告门徒合一。
He prayed for their unity.
祷告门徒如何来在按神的心意来行。
And pray that the disciples could do the will of God.
所以这一篇祷告的话呢，我们可以看到这个主耶稣基督是在他临上十字架以前为他门徒的祷告，也是为历史历代门徒的祷告。
And we can say that this prayer was before Lord Jesus was crucified, and he was praying for his disciples and for the generations of his children and his disciples.
如果我们读这篇这约翰福音第十七篇的话，我们十七章的话，我们看历史历代教会的光景，看我们教会今天的光景，看我们自己个人生命的光景，我们都会在圣灵的光照下承认一件事情：耶稣这些祷告是我们急需的。
If we look at chapter 17 and we look at all those situations of generations of churches and look at our church today, look at ourselves, and we know that Jesus' prayers was really urgent for our need.
另外一个我们可以看到耶稣这十七章是耶稣在受死复活以前为门徒做的祷告。
And chapter 17 was a prayer that Jesus made before he was crucified and resurrected.
然后今天圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督也坐在天父的右边为我们代求，永远活着为我们代求。
And the Bible also tells us that Lord Jesus today was sitting on the right side of the Father to pray for us, to make intercessions for us.
有个牧者曾经说过，基督徒通常为耶稣基督为我们受死的这个救恩呢，感恩很多。
A pastor has ever said the Christians always thank God for the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是为耶稣基督在世界上成就的救恩，几乎我们你到每个教会大概都听到的祷告当中都提到感谢主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上。
Probably if you go to every church and you probably can hear prayers of thanksgivings for the salvation of the Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
这牧者说，但是我们教会弟兄姐妹有的时候还相对来说很少为主耶稣基督每天在天父面前为我们祷告这件事情感恩，相对来少得多。
But that pastor also said, comparatively speaking, that there will be much lesser prayers or thanksgivings for our Lord Jesus Christ making intercessions for us every day on the right side of God.
要盼望圣灵能够提醒我们这一点，也因着这个激励我们来到神的面前向神祷告。
May the Holy Spirit remind us this point and also encourage us to pray to God, to come to God to pray for him, to him.
Yeah, 我们来一起来读希伯来书第七章的第二十二节跟二十五节。
Let's read together Hebrews chapter 7, verse 22 and 25.
预备起来，既是启示立的，耶稣就做了更美制约的中保。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。感谢神，今天耶稣基督做了我们的中保，这中保就是在两造之间 来, 来做联络的那一位。
And thank the Lord that Lord Jesus has been a mediator for us. That is a mediator, a certainty for us and God.
而且这里说的，凡是靠着他进到神面前的，他拯救到底，因为他长远活着，替他们祈求。
And here it says, he is able to save them to the utmost that come to God by him, seeing his ever lives to make intercession for them.
所以今天我们感谢神，让我们这是能够在祷告的真理上定睛主耶稣基督来思想。
And thank God that today we can fix our eyes on Lord Jesus and think about the truth about prayers.
盼望这些圣灵带领我们，能够让我们更清楚地在我们生命当中明白主耶稣基督为我们付了代价，替我们开了祷告的门。
May the Holy Spirit lead us to know and understand that Lord Jesus has paid the great price for us and opened this way for us to pray.
主耶稣基督如何是教导我们祷告？
And how the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray.
主耶稣基督对我们祷告祈求的应许。
And those promises that Lord Jesus gave us to our prayers.
主耶稣基督祷告的榜样和主耶稣基督为我们的祷告。
And the examples of the prayers of our Lord Jesus Christ and he prays for us.
让我们的祷告，我们教会的祷告有一个复兴。
So that the prayers of our church will be revived, restored.
我们自己在祷告当中能够更深的经历神。
We ourselves, through our prayer, we can experience more about God.
也让我们的生命有长进。
So that our life will grow.
我们靠着祷告来到神的面前。
And through prayer, we come in the presence of God.
就像圣灵呼召我们一样。
Just like the Holy Spirit called us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢恩典，带领我们在你面前有这样的思想。
Lord Jesus, we thank for your grace to lead us for this study about the prayers.
主，我们感谢主耶稣基督付了代价，让我为我们开了祷告的门。
We thank our Lord Jesus has paid the price to open the door for us to pray.
感谢主耶稣基督教导我们如何祷告。
And we thank our Lord Jesus teach us how to pray.
我们感谢主耶稣基督的宝贵的应许，对我们祷告祈求宝贵的应许。
We thank our Lord Jesus for your precious promises to our prayers.
我们感谢主耶稣基督祷告的榜样和主耶稣基督为我们的祷告。
We thank our Lord Jesus, you have set a good example for us to pray, and you pray for us.
主啊，求你这是帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
让我们的祷告在你面前能够蒙你的喜悦。
So that our prayers will be pleased to you.
也对我们的生命有益。
And will be beneficial to our life.
让我们的生命能够借着祷告来到你的面前。
So that we can come in the presence of God through prayer.
也让我们的生命因着在你的面前，因着与你的联系联络，我们也活出你的荣耀。
So that our life will glorify you because we are connected to you.
我们这样的感谢祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.